Fritzburg and Blood and Faith.com, 13 March 2023. I watched a video of a number of rabbis, and I'll put it in the link description, and of a certain senator by the name of Chuckie Schumer. And they were describing in there how Amalek and Edom had to be destroyed. He says, we must destroy Amalek, we must destroy Edom. And they describe how the United States of America, Europe, and the white race is Amalek and Edom. These are Jews. These are Jews, a senator, Chuck Schumer.
Let's talk a little bit about Israel. Because I know that that is something we all care about. Shomer Yisrael. It's one of the most important things I do, to watch, be the guardian of Israel. First and foremost, Barack Obama has been a supporter and a believer in Israel from before he was in the Senate. You can look it up and see the record. And you know who got him started in politics? Not in the presidential. That's everyone, as I said, says the right thing. But before that, it was the two leading Jewish families of Chicago.
These are rabbis, Jewish rabbis, and they identify the white race, Europe and America, as Amalek and Edom that must be destroyed.
Esav, who is the symbol of all the nations, Christians or not.
Esav, who in modern day terms is really basically, certainly one of them is America.
What's the difference between Edom and Amalek? We spoke about Edom being the grandfather of Amalek. Amalek is Germany, so who's Edom? Edom includes most of Europe. It includes the United States of America. It's the Roman Empire that was never destroyed. But for those who don't understand that Italy is the seat of the Roman Empire, of Edom, even though Edom is scattered, many other nations today that speak Latin languages, that have something of the Roman Empire, including America. They are first. So Edom is everywhere, and the United States of America is also part of Edom.
Edom becomes America. Why? Because America...
What Hashem said, Pakadeti et asher asa Amalek l'Israel. The nature of this nation, Amalek, we don't know who Amalek is. We assume that it's the Germans, after we see what they did in the Holocaust, not only to the Jews, to the whole world. And it's not only the Germans, it's most of the European countries. That's where Amalek is.
As a people blessed with a long memory, we as Jews summon sacred texts and ancient histories to guide us in times of uncertainty. Yes, the situation today is frightful, but no, it is not unprecedented. In America today, we have white supremacy. In the Torah, we had Amalek. Blotting out the memory of Amalek is a military command, literally to destroy Amalek. Now facing today's Amalek, we are reminded that the Torah calls us not just to escape, but to extirpate Amalek. We are commanded to do real and literal battle against it. That means coming off the bench in the fight against white supremacy. It means putting our reputations and our money and our physical bodies on the line.
The anti-Semites out there, your day is gone. And if you decide to become an open group of anti-Semites, your days will be numbered. Someone from the Jewish special forces will take you out. Just like they take out hundreds of Muslim criminals, hundreds of jihadists each year, they'll take you out as well.
Well, what's the punishment if you transgress the Noahide laws? Death. Now, technically speaking, I see anyone in a church, you know, and they're bowing down, they're a non-Jew, I can shoot them. Not a problem.
Asking what's going to be...
I am almost gobsmacked by the amount of delusion in the Christian church as to the extent that they believe that these modern Jews are somehow God's chosen people. And it's just not the case. If you go back and you look at what the Bible says, if you look at the book of Esther, and then I think if you look at the book of Esther, many people join themselves to the Jews. And as a matter of fact, and as a matter of history, the Edomites, Edom itself, the Edom that they claim to hate, they all converted to Judaism. They converted to Talmudic Judaism. The sons of Esau were forcibly converted to Talmudic Judaism about 130 before Christ, 100 before Christ, forced to convert to Judaism, to the extent that even Herod the Great was Esau and an Edomite. Now, these Edomite Jews today stand here and they claim that the white race, the Europeans and Americans, are Edom and Amalek. And the church bows down, the white and Christian race bows down and worships them out of deception, out of pure deception. The Christian church does. Not all white people do. White people, by and large, don't. They figured it out. But the Christian church is utterly deceived, to the extent that some of them aren't even deceived. They've gone the way of Judas Iscariot, and they've sided with the Jews and become traitors against Jesus Christ. Many Christian pastors have sided with the Jews, and I don't care what their excuse is. I don't care. You've sided with the Jews. You've become a traitor to Jesus Christ. I look at, there's this Baptist pastor out there. He's trying to have unity with the Muslims and the Jews. Oh, we're all the children of Abraham. And you're a liar. You're a false prophet, and you're a liar. Jesus Christ looked to the Jews. He says, you are of your father, the devil, John 8:44. He doubles down after his resurrection from the dead, and he looks at the Jews, and he says, these people that call themselves Jews, they're not even Jews. They're liars. They're of the synagogue of Satan. They're of the synagogue of Satan. These aren't the offspring of Jacob, who was renamed Israel. I can't tell you how many countries have kicked the Jews out over the last 2,000 years, but it's like 100. So we've got to get these people out of here. By the way, that started in the book of Esther, biblically, theologically. The book of Esther, Haman looks and says, these people are evil. They're evil people. We need to get them out of our country. Haman was right, and they took steps to get rid of the Jews, get them out of that Persian Empire. Jews take over and they murder 75,000 people. Look at the book. Please read the book of Esther. Read the book of Esther. These are people that rejected the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They set up a new national ceremony to the God of chance, a ceremony and a feast that Moses never designated. There's no thanks to God. There's no prayers to God. There's no recognition of Moses. There's no recognition of the patriarchs. It's a completely different people, completely different religion. They don't serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Purim today, Pir was the lot. And so they set up Purim. The God of chance is the national holiday for modern Jews. Why Christians can be so deceived is, well, I guess that's the devil's power, right? Deceit. That's the devil's power, deceit. And these are the devil's children. The Jews are the devil's children. They're the synagogue of Satan. No wonder they have the power of the devil to deceive people. And part of the way they deceive it is they just lie and lie and lie and lie. Jesus called them liars. He says the people that call themselves Jews but are not, but are liars, Revelation 3:9, Revelation 2:9. John 8:44, he says, you're the devil's children and you do the deeds of your father. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Jesus says to the Jews, so for any Christian at any point, at any time, to say that these modern Jews or the Jews of the time of Jesus Christ or the Jews of 2,000 years ago were somehow God's chosen people is self-deception and or treason. Even the prophets say, they say, hey, listen, he says, I'm going to leave your name as a curse for my chosen ones, and my chosen ones will be called by a different name. What's that name? It's called Christian. It's Christian. You will leave your name as a curse to my chosen ones, and my chosen ones will be called by a different name. That name is Christian. Acts 11:26. The disciples were first called Christians at Antioch, a European church, a European city. A Europe becomes Christendom. One of the greatest frauds that we have in our country today, in our society today, is we no longer call Europe Christendom, we call it the West. That's another fraud by the same old people. Now, I would remind you, again, back to the beginning, Chuck Schumer, Jew, calling the white race Edom and Amalek, when in fact the ancient Jews were of 2,000 years ago, they converted, the Edomites converted to Judaism. And even the Jews that confronted Jesus Christ in John chapter 6, 7, and 8, they said, John chapter 8, they flat out said, we've never been slaves. Well, that means they're not the children of Israel. They're not the children of Jacob. Where did the children of Jacob go? They went to Europe. The children of Jacob, the 12 tribes, which were dispersed abroad, James chapter 1, verse 1, to the 12 tribes dispersed abroad. They dispersed abroad. Okay, they went to Europe. They went to the 12 tribes went to Europe. Why do you think the Bible's written in Greek? Why do you think the Bible's written in Greek? All the scriptures written since the resurrection are written in a European language. Why do you think Paul goes to Europe? David, King David. He had ruddy skin and he had beautiful eyes. King David had ruddy skin and beautiful eyes. What were those beautiful eyes that King David had? Who's got ruddy skin and beautiful eyes? The 12 tribes go to Europe. And you got all these people out there, all these Christians out there. Well, we need to pray for that dusty city in the Middle East called Jerusalem. No, we don't. No, we don't. No, we don't. Do not pray for the city of Jerusalem. Do not pray for the city of Jerusalem. Pray for the church of Jesus Christ. Pray for Christendom. Pray for the peace in Christendom. Pray for the peace in the Christian church. There's not one example in all of the Greek scriptures, in all of the Bible written since the resurrection, of anybody praying for that dusty city, Jerusalem. Jesus Christ cursed Jerusalem. He cursed it. The women are out there weeping while he goes to the cross. He said, "Don't weep for me, honey. Do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves. Weep for yourselves." Oh, and by the way, Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 19, verse 27, he said, "All you people that don't want me to rule over you, you Jews, bring them into my presence and slaughter them in front of me." Jesus Christ said to and about those Jews that rejected Jesus Christ, Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. Hey, if Jesus Christ is anti-Semitic, give me a double portion. Christians, at time is late. Pull your head out. Pull your head out. Of where? You know where. Looks at the Jews. He says, "You're the devil's children. You're liars like your father, and you're murderers like your father." Who ran the prison camps in the Soviet Union? The Jews did. Who do you think's arranging the invasion of Europe, the white and Christian races now in Europe, in North America? The Jews are. Chuckie Schumer, Senator Chuckie Schumer, gets up there, the Jew, wearing his little cap, talking to a bunch of Jews. He says, "We got to destroy Amalek and Edom, and it's American white race. You got all these rabbis out there. I'll put the link in the description. Oh, we got to destroy, anybody connected to Rome, the Europeans in America, destroy them. It's our job. It's our duty as Jews." And you're right, and they're right. That is their duty as Jews. But they are not the chosen people of God. They're Satan's chosen people. The modern Jew, the Jew from 2,000 years ago, are Satan's chosen people. The prophet said, "I will leave your name as a curse. Your name will be a curse. And I'm going to call my chosen ones by a different name. It's called Christian." That's why Europe becomes Christendom. God's chosen people, the descendants of Jacob, the descendants of Israel, they went to Europe. That's why the scriptures are written in a European tongue. Never pray for that dusty city in the Middle East. Never pray for that. You pray for the church of God and Jesus Christ. Every one of the epistles has a prayer for peace for the church. Not a single one of them has a prayer for that dusty city in the Middle East. There are no epistles to Jerusalem. There are no epistles to Judea. Every epistle in the Holy Scripture is written to a European city, either directly a European city or a European colony. Today, we don't think of it was, but it was then. The letter to the Galatians was a letter to the Gauls. The Gauls were from northern France and Belgium. Okay, they migrated down there. Why? To hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They didn't know it. God sent them down there to hear the gospel of Jesus. They're Gauls. They're Galatians. "You will leave your name as a curse for my chosen ones, and the Lord God will slay you." Okay? The Lord God will slay you. He said it again. So this is from Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15. Jesus Christ says it again in Luke 19, 27. He says, "Bring these people who didn't want me to rule over them and slaughter them in my presence." He's saying what Jesus Christ is saying, what he said in Isaiah. "The Lord God will slay you, but my servants will be called by another name." That name is Christian. These modern Jews are the children of the devil. The Jews from 2,000 years ago are the children of the devil. And they're Satan's synagogue, said Jesus Christ. Why do we betray Jesus Christ? Why are we ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ? Why do we renounce the words of Jesus Christ? Why do we couch the words of Jesus Christ? Why do we make excuses for the words of Jesus Christ? Take it on face value. Take it at face value. He's warned you. And these Jews come out and they're very open about it. He's, we got to destroy Europe. We got to destroy the white race. We got to destroy the white and Christian race. We got to destroy Europe. We got to destroy America. Why? Because we're white and we're Christian. They're the enemies of God. They're the enemies of Jesus Christ. They're the enemies of all of mankind, says Paul. 1 Thessalonians 2:14 through 16. He says, these Jews, they murdered Jesus Christ. They murdered the prophets. They're hostile to all men. They prevent men from hearing the gospel so they can be saved. They're the enemies of all mankind, and the wrath of God has come upon them, the Jews, even to the utmost. And you got these modern evangelicals. They're cowards. They're traitors. They're traitors to Jesus Christ because they did like Judas Iscariot, and they side with the Jew. The prophet said, I'm going to leave their name as a curse. And I'm going to call my chosen ones by a different name. That's Christian. And by the way, the Lord God will slaughter you, which is exactly what Jesus Christ said to and about the Jews in Luke chapter 19, verse 27. Bring those people who don't want me to rule over them and slaughter them in my presence. And the Christian sides with the damn Jew. And you got these Jews standing up there in their pulpits, wearing their little caps, saying, we got to destroy the white race. We got to destroy Europe. We got to destroy. That's their duty. That's right. They say it publicly. They call us Edom and Amalek. Yet it was Edom that converted to Talmudic Judaism. They're liars. They're identity thieves. They're liars and they are identity thieves. Jesus Christ says these people are liars. They're not. They're not even Jews. They're liars. They're Satan's synagogue, Jesus Christ said. And in a world of trannies, you got Christians who think they're so sophisticated that they can identify a tranny. Well, that's not a man. That's a woman. That's not a woman. That's really a man. We're not going to call it a woman. And they think you're sophisticated and brave. And you got these people who call themselves Jews but are not, but are liars and of the synagogue of Satan. And we bow down and grovel before them. Church needs to repent. Satan's children don't need to repent. They're Satan's children. They're going to do what Satan's children do. The church needs to repent. The church needs to repent. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com.